to Ulam Yodua. Ki ein atachlis magia el mikoyach kibnit kol hoim tzoyim asher nimtzu asher shimshu lahagia. So there's a klal, which is Yodua, but I don't know how much you know it, but it's a klal. It's a klal, an alter klal. It's like a philosophical type of yesod. That you can't achieve the tachlis without using all the means which are the means which will achieve the tachlis. You want to achieve something, it requires a certain, for example, if you want to fry an egg, so you need a pan and you need gas, and you might need oil, you might not need oil, it depends what type of pan you have, but you need to, if you have a fire but you don't have a pan, you can't fry the egg. And if you have a pan and you don't have the fire, you might want to fry the egg. In other words, if you want to achieve a tachlis, you need to use all the means which are necessary to achieve it. Then it's a klal. Ein atachlis magia lemikoach kibutz kol hoim tzoyim asher nimtzu v'asher shimshu lahagiyoi. O kvi koach hoim tzoyim v'shimushom kenti atachlis anoylan mehem. And as much as you use correctly the means, that's the tachlis you'll get. So for example, if you have a very low fire, and you'll get a different type of fried egg than if you have a high fire. Or if you have a leaky pan, then you might not fry all of your egg. Some of it might fall out of the bottom before it cooks. V'chol hefresh cotton sheyimotze b'emtzoyim tibochin toladetoy bebiru vaday b'agiyas manatachlis anoylad mikibutz kulam. V'moshikosavti. And any small hefresh that you have in the means, you'll see it when you get to the end. You'll see the toilado, what comes out of that difference when you achieve the end. You might not see it before. Another example of this, an extreme example of this, is when you launch a space shuttle to the moon, let's say. You have to be 1,000% accurate in aiming it. And you need to have all the different rockets to go off at the right time to assist the rocket, the space shuttle reaching the moon. If you have as your one, if you're 0.0001 millimeter off when you shoot it, it's only scorched. By the time you get to the moon, it's not going to hit the moon. It's going to go straight past the moon and carry on forever. Was only 0.0001 of a difference. It wasn't so much off. Yeah, but even though there's a very, very slight shinui, when you get to the tachlis, then you'll see the difference in the thing. Or if you need 17 rockets to go off at different points to launch this space shuttle, and you only have 16. And one of them fails, then you won't get there. I had most of them. Okay, you had most of them, but it just didn't get there. In the Olam Hagashmi, we have lots of dugmas for such a thing. When it comes to the Olam Haruchni, we tend to think that, well, that's not the same. Not so chomor. You're talking about getting a space shuttle to the moon. Okay, frying an egg, people are not, I mean, depends. Some people go meshuga about their fried eggs too, but most people, if it wasn't so well done, or it wasn't on the end of the world, but if the space shuttle just misses the moon, it just missed, it almost got there, it just missed, then we understand that's going to be a tragedy. But it was only one rocket which I didn't do right. Was it almost perfect? I just missed it. But Shlomi used to say that if you almost made Kriyat Shema Bizman, you were only 1 minute late. Kriyat Shema, Sof Sof and Kriyat Shema was 8:11, and you just said it, and you started saying Kriyat Shema 8:11. Okay, then maybe 8:12. I almost made it. So he used to say in his sharp way, he was very sharp sometimes, he'd say, I say, when the mensch comes to Olam Haba, the Rabbeinu Shlomo will say, I almost gave you Olam Haba. But the thing is, you have to go to Gehinnom. You almost got Olam Haba. Gewaldig. You missed it. If a person's tefillin are kosher, mehuda, gewaldig, there's only one ois which is possible. Only one little ois. A lot of oisius in tefillin. Some say that it's like the rocket. He missed the moon. He never put on tefillin. Never put on tefillin in his life. He's bichlal poshi yisrael begufon. Shegehinam kale veheinenun kale. Okay, tzorich iyun, if it was the sofer's fault and not the person. The sofer, the magia, wasn't magia carefully enough, and they didn't chap the psul. But let's say the person didn't get his tefillin checked, never got his tefillin checked, so then it was his fault. Or he didn't go to a person who was reliable in the first place. So it's his fault. Mechulet, your esrog was almost perfect. It only had one little black spot on the chotem. And if you look at this side, you couldn't see it. It's only from this side you can see it. Paid $150 for it. Well, I'm sorry, but you didn't take a Nesrik this year. V'chule. Me'ato vaday hu shehadikduk sheyidukdak al inyan hamitzus v'ha'avoido mukhrach sheyeh betachlis hadikduk. Why? Kashe yidakduku shok ve'azov v'apninin neroiv yokrom. You have to be medaktik in mitzvahs and avoido, like people weigh up gold or diamonds, jewels, and they're very careful. Today it may be hard to understand this marshal. It wasn't so long ago that they didn't have electronic scales in Eretz Yisrael anyway. And used to go to, if you went to buy vegetables, they had a poshet balance. The Ainu balance, you have two pans, and it goes like this. They took a stone which weighed whatever it is. You want 3 kilos of potatoes. They took a stone which weighs 3 kilos. You put it on this side, and they put the potatoes on the other side. You get 3 kilos. It tips the balance. Well, you've got 3 kilos. Now, if you're weighing out potatoes, it's not bashes, it's not going to weigh bidiyuk 3 kilos. So you take one potato off, then the weight will go down. You haven't got 3 kilos. You put one potato back, it tips the balance, and you think, how much have you actually got? You've probably got 3 kilos point 0.005 or 3 kilos and maybe it's even 100 grams that weighs the thing. In your sprach, 5 pounds, and you see, you want 5 pounds, right? 5 pounds of potatoes, and you put on the potato, take it off, the 5 pounds goes down. So you haven't got 5 pounds of potatoes. You put the potato on, tips the balance. How much you actually got? You got five pounds and half an ounce. So nobody cut the potato so that you get exactly 5 pounds. First of all, api halacha, you have to tip the balance of the tovas, the buyer. That's a halacha in balances. And in order to shave the potato, you know, cut the potato, so you should only get 5 pounds and one mashuhus, and you'll tip the balance. They want another potato, and they charge you for the 5 pounds. But when it comes to weighing gold, so they also used to have balances to weigh the gold with much more accurate balance, much finer balance. They never weighed gold on a balance which you took from the shuk in Machne Yehuda or something, because you want something which is so super accurate and it goes this way. And you have weights of a fraction of a gram which they put on this side and on that side. For example, Adayom Azeh, if you go and buy jewelry in a lot of stores, if you buy gold jewelry, they charge you lefi the weight of the gold in the necklace, let's say. So they weigh it. Nowadays they've got an electronic weight, so they tell you, you know, I'll be the electronic weight. But in the old days, it wasn't so long ago, 25, 30 years ago here, they didn't have that. They had a balance. So then they didn't just, okay, so you know, another ounce of gold, and we'll just charge you for the 5 pounds of gold. You know, 5 pounds of gold is a lot of gold. Right there, they weigh it super accurately. Why? Because it's worth much more, a much much bigger nafkamina. If he puts on the extra potato or not, so what does he lose ultimately? First of all, he can't do anything with half a potato, but maybe he could if he's such a miserly guy that he only gives you exactly 5 pounds, 0.1 ounce, then it'll tip the balance. So he's got his, you know, half a potato on the side there, and you come along with the next customer with the potatoes, so he shaves off a bit more of a few slices of little potato just to tip the balance. Okay, I don't think many people are going to buy by him. But how much is he going to lose? Another 30, 40 agarot. No. So he takes that all into account. If he does that with gold, he's going to lose another few thousand dollars. No. So nobody does that. Because it's me. In other words, how meductic are you with something? Depends on how much you appreciate the value. How meductic are you with mitzvahs? How much is a mitzvah worth? How much is a mitzvah worth? Mitzvahs are eternity. How careful are you with Kriyat Shema? Not the Zman Kriyat Shema, how you say the Kriyat Shema. But you meductic the Kriyasa. But the Evid Yoyotse, if you're not meductic the Kriyasa. Right? Of it says, if you're meductic the Kriyasa, metzaninim lo gehinim. Now, if you're certain you're not going to get in, okay, so you don't have to worry. You can just say, and you're not meductic. Say, you're not going to get in anyway, you're okay. So, you've got the Schar Krishma. Now, I see you get more Olam Haba if you're meductic as well. But if you're worried you might be going to Gehinna, and you have the schus that you said Kriyat Shema the Dikduk, then you'll really appreciate the fact that you said Kriyat Shema the Dikduk, because the turning down the fire over there will be very, very highly appreciated. I have a mechutin who said, "What's the pshat? Why if you say Krishma Batiktuk the Mitsanu no Gehinim. It's a funny type of lashon. So he says, because to say Krishma Batiktuk is you have to be miskabe on your teva. A person doesn't talk so accurately when he speaks. You have to go against your teva. So bischus there, the Rebbeinu Shem goes against the teva of Gehinim. He makes it cooler. Al koponim, the Maral explains why is there a hakpada in Kriyishma and not in Shmoneh Esrei. There's not the same hakpada in Shmoneh Esrei to be mitakta in Kriyasa. He says Kriyishma is a din kriya. Kriyishma is a din of reading it. You're reading a statement. Tefillah is Shmoneh Esrei is tefillah, is bakosha. You're talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom and asking him for bakoshas. So there you talk like you normally talk. But in Krishma, the mitzvah is to be koire ahachraza. It's a declaration. So therefore, there has to be medaktik because it's Hilchas Kriya. And Hilchas Kriya, you have to be medaktik with Kriyasa. Now, some things are very hard to say. Something are not so easy to be medaktik. And it takes an effort. I think I've told you before. To say, you have to make a hefsik between similar letters. Bechol levavcha. So you have to make a hefsek between the two lamets. So I'll say ve'ohavto. Don't say ve'ohavto. That's wrong. That's nonsense. You say that. Ve'ohavto means and you loved. That's a ridiculous thing to say. Ve'ohavto means and you will love. You shall love. Es Hashem Elokecho. Bechol levavcha. No good. Why not? I made a hefsek. Yeah, but there's a makaf. A makaf means you have to say those words almost like one word. But you have to make a hefsek. So how do you do it? So if you say it very fast, it's not going to be nikar. How do I know if you make a hefsek? It's maybe the same as the difference between b'chol and levavcha is levavcha and uvechol. There has to be a bigger space between levavcha and uvechol than bechol and levavcha. So you can't say it so fast because you have to make different space. So it's to say bechol levavcha, uvechol nafshecha, uvechol meodecha. Now, not as long a space as I just said now, but you need to make a space there. There are certain words which are very hard to say, especially for us, the way we pronounce them. That's very hard for us to say because you've got to pronounce the Dalit, but the Shva is a Shva No, not a Shva, is a Shva Nach, not a Shva No. So it's not Velimaddatem, it's not. So if you're a Taimanor, then it's easy because then you say Velimaddatem. You pronounce the dalet without a dogish like a the, and then you can say it. Worli madtem. A tamelor doesn't have the problem being marich in the dalet of echod either. Echod, you can be marich. How we marich for the the sound? How do you marich? You can't be marich in the dalet. But that's our kabbalas. Marich in the keen of the breath, which comes out when you say. We say echad, but you got to be careful. Don't say echad. It's not echad. There's no shva there. It's echad. So you have to echad. Try to be marich. Velimadtem, vavadtem. You have to say the dalet, not vavadtem. Whether you missed out the dalet, you have to have the dalet. But it's not vavadtem. Uchsavtom. Very easy to say uchsavtom, like a pay. So to say it, make sure that you're saying a vase and not a very hard word. It's a totally on a machlokes. How to say it is tzitzis. It's not tzitzis. It's not tzitzis because there's a yud by the first chirik, not by the second. So yud by the first chirik, so tzitzis. No, it's milra, not milel. You have to stress the second tzis, not the first one. The stress is on the second one. but the second one doesn't have a yud, so the chirik is shorter than the first one. How do you say it? I have an easy way for English speakers to picture it. Picture it that it would be written in English, TZ or Z, depending on where you come from, TZ double E TZIS. But the stress is on the TZIS. Tzitzis. You have to make a difference between the thing. Now, yesh oimrim, that since it's milra, even though you don't have a yud, it becomes a chirik gadol, so then it's tzitzis. It's a machlokes. There's an interesting Rashi in last week's parasha. Rashi makes a gematria and says the gematria of tzitzis is 600, even though what's written in the Torah is 590. So Rashi counts the yud, the second kiyilu. There's a second yud there, but there's no second yud there. So in Hilchos Gematria, you can do that. That Rashi is even more shver because the only place I know is the Gematria where you go also with the chutim and the knots. There's a kliyatsu, lots of kashas on there. Midaraisi, you don't have to have five knots. So it's very, very interesting Gematria in Rashi. Okay. But Al Kopodim, when it comes to saying Krishma, it's not so much. Another very hard word, V-Yisem. How do you say it? V-Yisem? It's not V-Yisem. It's a Shwano, not a Nach. V-Yisem. Well, there's no Mappik in there, hey? It's not V-Yisem. Not an easy word to say at all. So now, the only reason I'm saying this is that because now the Rashiv isn't here and we're going to have Titus on me because they're waiting for Shachris for my Krishma, so then I'm trying to make sure that you also say Krishma properly and you won't have Titus on me. That's the only reason why I say this. Tachlis ha-dikduk kashe yitaktu shoykli azov apninim neroiv yokrom. Mitzvahs are worth more than anything in Olam Hazeh because the toilado, the result of the mitzvahs, is shleimus or amiti. And if there'll be a mashahu chos in the shleimus, it won't be shleimus or amiti. And yekor hanitzchi, the schar of mitzvahs forever. So your Krishma, or your Tfilin, or your Dalet Minim, or whatever we're talking about, is going to, you're going to have a Schar forever. Ever doesn't mean 1,000 years. It doesn't mean 1,000,000 years. It doesn't mean 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 years. It means Ad, Ein, Sof, Manetzach, Netzachim. Those mitzvahs that person did are with him in Olam Haba, Lenetzach, Netzachim. Zavada Kedai, the Ramchal, so be medaktek in mitzvahs. And when it comes to shailas, so being mahadur in a mitzvah, so cool, you could be makel, you could be machmir. And shailas, whether something's also mutter, what's the seichel? If you know it's mutter, claw, Zavada Kochetera, odif. When you go against the machlokes, v'yesh oimrim. So, you're hedging your bets. When a person goes to a doctor, and the doctor says, I think there's a serious disease here, and I think you need 6 months of chemo. Well, we'll take a second opinion. You go to the second opinion, and he says, no, I don't think you. I think it's okay. Just take 3 Tylenol a day for the next 2 weeks and you'll be okay. So just steer it. They're just going to say, okay, I'm going with the Tylenol. Why? Because it's much more convenient. You don't take a third opinion, maybe a fourth opinion. One guy says, 6 months of chemo, otherwise you're going to die in 3 months. And one guy says, take Tylenol for 2 weeks and you'll be okay. You're going to rush for a thing when it comes to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are more than that. Mitzvahs are netzach and tzachim. as it comes to Olam Haba, and he has this big kula that he was that he found some rabbi somewhere gave him a kula, and he was so mich on that kula. But the trouble was, the rabbi was also a kula. If he's a Talmid Chochem and he's a Bar Samcha, fine. Once Yerushalayim Poisek said to me that you should be mappied to get an esrog with a badatz hechsher. You can get hechsher. You can get esrogim with a hechsher. You can get a lot of people go to get special yichus, choshev yichus, which there are people who are tied in the badatz esrogim. Not so poshut, they're not murkav. People are going, there's a whole big taina, what Chazanish said about it. It's a ganza esik. So people go and get Yena Yichus, this Yichus, that Yichus. He said to me, he was one of the Meirar of the Badatz, Melamaisa, listen to the Svara. He said to me, get an Esser with the Badatz Hechsher. Don't go for one of those Yichusim. He says, why? He says, if you get one of those Yichusim, when you come to Shabbat, Melamaisa, it wasn't an Esser. You never had an Esser. So Bereshit will have time on you. But if you bring, if you have a badatz esrog, and the ma'aseh wasn't an esrog, you say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, don't have tithes on me, go to the badatz. It's not my business, it's the badatz. Similarly, when I learned safras, so my safras Rebbe told us like this. He said, you may end up a soifer, like my chavrusa did. He ended up as the shtot soifer in Chutz Lo'etz in a certain town. He's the cipher for the town, for the Bezdin and everything. So he said, you may have a shaila in Safras, and you know the whole sugya, and you got a shaila, you don't know how to paskin. He said, don't paskin yourself. He said, go to the Rav, and he said, even if the Rav doesn't know Hilchas Safras, which a lot of Rabbonim don't know, he says, prepare him all the Marimikogos. Show him all the things. Let him paskin. He said, he's paid to go to Gehinnom if he doesn't paskin right. You're not. You're paid to write mezuzahs. You don't have to go to Gehinnom for it. Let him paskin. That's the poisik's job. So if you're talking about poisik, who you know you can be saimich on the side, you come to Besdin Shomala, the version of why we make him, I speak to Aram, I go on, or to ask for this, and I speak to him. So, because I asked him, and he told me. If you're going to say if you have to say because Rabbi Ploini, so the Rebbeinu say Rabbi Ploini is fatifed in Gehinnom. I can't speak to him right now. And I get to him. Why are you so mich on Rabbi Ploini? That's the chumre gedoyla in avodas Hashem, in mitzvahs. And a person that when you learn this, you have to say to yourself, do I appreciate that in mitzvahs? What's my mahalach in mitzvahs? How careful am I in mitzvahs? Do I appreciate that mitzvahs are we dealing with Olam Haba, with Yikar Hanitzchi and Shleimus HaAmiti? That's when you learn this at Sefer, you study it to yourself and bring it down to how do I do this mitzvah, how do I do that mitzvah? Think through different mitzvahs. How medaktik am I? How careful am I with zmanim of mitzvahs? How careful am I? Do I know halachas? Do I learn halachas? Do I care about halachas? Do I make sure that I'm mekayim mitzvahs properly? You have to realize what we're talking about. And you need all the emtsayim to get the result. Just because a person chaplap did a mitzvah half-heartedly, so he may well miss the moon.